Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
No Tim this episode. He was being a little scaredy little bitch boy and didn't want to talk about the Cubs. So, let's start with the Yankees, as we always do.
Yes, sir.
We're going to touch on something we already touched on, but, I mean, it's what's to talk about right now, and that's DJ LeMahieu. The man, the myth, the legend. And hopefully, the Yankee of the for the future. I mean, everything seems to be pointing that he's going to come back. But the fact that everything's pointing that way and it hasn't happened yet is a little bit worrisome.
It's starting to set up for heartbreak because I don't want to expect it and hope for it, but then it's just gone. Especially with him.
That I've never seen a more... When's the last time we've seen a baseball player that's so perfect in almost every way?
Trout.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about, but, like, on our team.
Yeah, we've never had one on the Yankees like that.
I mean, Derek. But that was a while ago. That was a while ago.
It felt like forever after he retired.
So,
there's been,
I mean, every
no
time,
one even close.
Every time he steps up, I mean, Judge is very good, but he's hurt. Every time DJ steps to the plate, you're confident he's going to get a hit.
All I can think of when he's in the box is that, okay, single to right center, cool.
Yeah, he's going to get a hit, and every time it's hit his way, you know he's going to get it. Like, it's... The Machine is a perfect nickname for him, only slightly dampened that it's already been used for Pujols. But... you can't really put it any other way. He is on fire all the time. And
when is he not? Like, when does he slump?
When we first started this podcast, way back when it was just me and Tim, DJ had just signed. Most of our first episodes were talking about Machado, Harper. That was so much of it. And DJ signed, and I was very happy because he was my favorite non-Yankee. He comes over, and he's better than I could have ever hoped for. Like, yeah. I loved him. I knew how great he was. But I just couldn't even expect that. So he comes over. He doesn't win a Gold Glove, but I mean, he could have. Like, I don't think if he was given it, they would have been like, well, he doesn't deserve it. He wins a batting title.
Yeah.
He's here for 2 years. He finishes top two for the batting title and wins it once.
It's pretty good, you know.
There's nothing more we could have asked for from him. The only thing we could ask for more of is the years that he's here.
Yeah. This dude, he is the perfect... He is exactly what the Yankees needed when they signed him. And it's the perfect fit.
If the Yankees don't sign DJ and don't get Lindor... They don't want to win a World Series.
Yeah, they're just destined to lose in the ALCS or DS.
If they don't, and I feel like that might have come off that I'm saying I want them to do both. I'm saying either or. If they don't sign DJ or trade for Lindor.
Like, both would be amazing, but
they have to do one of them.
Yeah, they need to do one. if they don't can do both, they should do one, but if they don't do any, it's a problem.
If they don't do any, they don't care about winning the World Series. There's just no other way to put it. Because what do we have that's better than that? If DJ leaves, okay, you could put Glaber at second. Who's at short?
You can do put Tyler Wade at second, keep Glaber.
Are you going to re-sign Wade? Didi and redo that whole ordeal? Because that would be a downgrade.
That would be a huge downgrade. I love Didi, but I'll take DJ any day.
Yes, as will I. As will, I think, any person with an IQ above 4. It's just, he has to come back. And the fact that everything's pointing to it, and it hasn't happened yet, is a little bit concerning.
You, like, what's the holdup?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
He's willing to take less money. That right there tells you what
he's doing. Sign him. Do it. But, like, what is less money to him? I wonder what his bar is, you know?
It's not like he's a Boris guy.
Yeah, I just feel like he's not the guy who would be asking for, like, 100 mil for, like, 3 years, you know?
No, and I mean, I don't know if they're more worried about the money or the years. They're probably more worried about the years. The Yankees,
yeah,
historically have always been willing to give more money for less years. I mean, when Cano was a free agent, and we'll get to Cano. When Cano was a free agent and he went to Seattle, the Yankees offered him more money per year. They just didn't offer him as many years. He wanted 10 years. The Yankees only offered 7. But the annual value of those 7 years would have been worth more per year than the 10 years he got with Seattle. So I think it's probably more of a years thing. If it's 5 years and he's 37, I mean, is DJ playing this hugely athletic style of baseball that we really think is going to deteriorate that bad?
Nope.
Like, I'm not so worried about him aging as I would be,
like, anyone else, really.
Yeah, pretty almost anyone else. His power is not going to, he's not a power guy. That's not going to go down. He's a very everyone likes to compare Judge to Jeter just because, you know, drafted by the Yankees, came up with the Yankees, face of the Yankees. They compare him to Jeter. But DJ is more like Jeter than Aaron Judge is. In terms of his build, the way he hits, his attitude. Yeah. He's just more like Jeter. Jeter was reserved, although he did get, I think people had this, like, misconception that he was, like, boring. Which I don't think that's true at all, just by the way you see him in the dugout with his teammates.
Yeah.
But DJ is also that reserved kind of guy.
He's just a quiet dude.
And
he carries himself very well.
All I know is that next year, DJ has to be Yankee. Now, this brings me up to a little game. I'm calling it, will they be on the team next year? And okay, all I'm going to do is give you a name, and then you tell me, are they going to be on the team next year? So I'll start off with...
Is this the Yankees?
Yes.
Okay.
Will they be on the Yankees next year? I'll start off with DJ.
Yes.
I agree. Although it's concerning how long it's taking, I do think it's going to end up him resigning. And hopefully sooner rather than later. Miguel Andujar.
No. But I yeah, okay. He won't be on the Yankees, but he'll be in the organization.
Oh, you just think he's gonna start in the minors? I think that's fair. Yes. I don't think he has the trade value the Yankees are willing to train him for at the moment. I think he could build. I don't think he's a part of the Yankees' future plans, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think that they're going to keep him for now. He's probably going to be a backup. Maybe he comes in a few games, performs well, builds up his trade value, and gets moved at the deadline. Maybe.
I feel like he'll be the first person called up for an injury. Or, like, one of the first.
As long as he doesn't play the outfield, I don't give a rat's ass what he does.
Yeah, just no left field anymore, please. That was horrible.
Get that man so far away from the outfield. All right, Masahiro Tanaka.
Oh. I think he stays. I think he's on the team.
I said it last episode, and I still... I don't know if I believe in it as strongly as I did, but I still believe he's more of a lock to stay than DJ is.
I'm trending a little differently. I think LeMahieu's going to stay more than Tanaka is.
I can't see Tanaka in a different uniform.
Yeah, I'd hate it. No thanks.
I think he'd hate it. I don't think he wants to be anywhere else. That man put up a picture on Instagram after every start telling you how he felt.
What a legend.
There's just no way he can leave this team. There's no way. Especially, like, it would hurt me to see him leave for Japan. I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest with you. Because other than that one article, we haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah.
But, like, seeing him in, like, an Angels uniform would piss me off. It would really make me mad.
I would really hate if you went to the Angels, because then you'd be with Ohtani.
No, but not that. I mean, good for him, be with Ohtani, but he would never win.
Yeah, that's another thing. He can't help them.
They cannot help themselves.
Man, the Angels suck.
The Angels are... as soon as the Mariners ever figure out what the fuck they're doing and make a playoff game, are the Angels the next drought?
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think of... I mean, they won it in 2002. But then, I don't know. I can't think of the... I don't think I've ever... When I was... I mean, 2009, right? When we played them in 2009, was that the last time they were in the playoffs?
No, Mike Trout's made the playoffs.
Has he?
Yeah, he was in an ALDS.
Was it 2012, 2011?
Let me see. He played in the 2014 ALDS against the Royals. They got swept. Made it 2004. Mike Trout went 1-for-12.
All right, so let's see. They missed it. Okay, yeah. So they made it in 2014. Before that, they hadn't been in since 2009. They made it to the ALCS.
So they made it twice in 11 years.
But they were also in it in 2008, 2007. Missed it in 2006. Lost in 2005 and 2004. Missed it in 2003. They won it in 2002. Wait, they won the World Series and then missed the playoffs the next year?
Word to the Red Sox.
They went 99-63 in 2002. And then the next year went 70 and won the World Series. And then the next year they went 77-85. Shout out Red Sox. Like, straight up biting their style. Yeah, but they need to make the playoffs. Mike Trout needs an actual playoff experience.
That dude needs a ring, man.
He does. I want to see him hit bombs in the postseason. Make spectacular catches in the postseason. What I don't want is to see him playing a regular season game that has no value. You know they're not going to win at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. It's just not what I want to see Mike Trout at. There's no room for it.
That's all that we've had, which is a problem.
It is. All right. I'm going to bring up this one, and then we got something to talk about with them. Is Domingo Germán going to be on the team next year?
No. Again, I think he starts in the minors.
See, I'm not as confident about this one as you are. He had 4 innings pitched of no-hit baseball. He had his first professional start in the Dominican League. So 4 innings no-hit baseball. I mean, you couldn't ask for him to come back any better.
Yeah.
If you remember, in 2019, he was huge for us. He had the most wins on the team. He was our ace for a lot of the year.
Yeah.
So, he's no joke in terms of talent. But what he did
was horrible.
Was horrible. And I'm concerned because a lot of me thinks that he's going to be forgiven if he does well and not forgiven if he does poorly.
I feel like you're right.
Like
if he pitches bad, everyone's going to be like, wow, we never even should have brought him back. This dude's a scumbag, blah, blah, blah. But if he pitches well, everyone's going to be like, oh, wow, it's a good thing we brought him back, you know. He did a horrible thing, but he's a good job.
I mean, and it's a touchy thing. I mean, we have Aroldis Chapman on our team.
Yeah.
I mean, differences. I don't think he ever struck his girlfriend, but I don't really want to play the game of which domestic violence is better than the other one.
Yeah, because they're both domestic violence.
Yeah, it's both domestic violence, so I really don't want to play that game. But I don't know. I honestly think he's probably going to be on the team next year. I think they're going to look at what we have. I don't think we're signing Trevor Bauer. So we have Cole. Let's say we re-sign Tanaka. I think we're losing Paxton.
Yeah, he's gone.
So we have Cole, Tanaka. Severino comes back in what, July?
And he probably won't be 100%.
Yeah, Montgomery. Who
Schmidt,
I think,
and
is
Davey.
I think he's going to have a better year than he had.
I hope so.
You have Davey, who I think is good. Schmidt, who I don't think is going to be ready to start the season. I think he still needs more time. There's room for a talent like Germán on the team.
It's just a shame that he did what he did.
And he hasn't handled it well since.
Yeah, I remember there was some Instagram post that he put up, and someone commented, "Don't hit your girlfriend again." And he just put, "Okay," with the prayer hands emojis.
I remember that.
Like, really, dude? Like, it's great that you said okay, but come on.
Then, if you remember a couple months ago, he announced his retirement on Instagram. The Yankees had no idea what he was talking about, and then he rescinded it.
I thought that was pretty funny. horrible I mean, and funny.
It's he has not handled anything well.
Yeah, it's been a little bad.
I don't know how to. I don't know if he's a quality enough person to be on the team.
Yeah, I don't know.
But again, I have a feeling it's going to be like, well, he's quality enough human to be on the team if he pitches really well, and then he's not quality enough of a human if he pitches below average to average. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see with him.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman. I mean,
we also don't know the guy, so.
We don't, but every indication has not been well so far.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman's ban for throwing at whatever that bro dude has been lessened to 2 games.
I mean, cool, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. What was it, 3?
Yeah.
It's down to 2. So, you know. I think the Yankees were just trying to, when they were fighting it, I think they were just trying to get it pushed to next season. And it worked.
Yep. So, oh, no, we won't have him for the first 2 games. Darn.
By the way, how many games do you think we're going to play next year?
I hope we get all of them. I really hope we get all of them.
I hope so. I think we might. Because we're supposed to have a vaccine in what, February?
We might even get it this year.
But let's say February. I mean, it's not going to just go away immediately. It's going to take a little bit of time.
I mean,
but maybe
we'll have a weird spring training.
But maybe we could start with limited fans.
That would be so amazing.
And then, you know, have it grow as the season goes on. But is there any reason? When did the season end? The season ended around regular time.
Yeah.
So it should, and I know they pushed the start a little bit to, instead of late March, it's early April.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should be able to get a full 162. God, I hope so. Dude, I am missing sports so bad right now. I mean, I get football. Yeah, but that's a once a week thing to watch your team.
Hey, man, soccer, since everything's getting condensed, you could get like 2-3 games a week of your favorite team.
I did watch Man City the other day. Yesterday.
Nice. They lost.
They lost. Yeah.
But it's good to have like other sports to watch too.
Yes. Basketball is coming back soon. Really soon. Actually, exactly a month from today.
Nice.
So their off season is next to nothing.
Hockey's looking to come back January 1st.
A new year's hockey start would be fantastic.
It would be.
So, because if you remember, every sport has their holiday. You know, baseball has 4th of July. Football has Thanksgiving, basketball has Christmas, and hockey has pretty much taken New Year's.
Yeah.
So, for the season, the start on New Year's, that'd be kind of sick.
It would be.
And the NBA is going to be able to make their Christmas start. Football is going to be able to play on Thanksgiving. The only one that missed it this year was baseball, and it hurt me. On the 4th of July.
Not having baseball on July 4th was just, it was un-American, man.
I honestly don't remember what I did this 4th of July.
Yeah, I've got no clue.
And it's kind of because of that. I usually, the past few years have been road games, but I usually try to go to the 4th of July game. I went a few years back, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start making this a tradition. And then when I said that, the next 2 years were road games. So.
And then we didn't even get one this year.
And then we didn't get one. So. You know, it's always something.
They're like, nah, no tradition, bro.
Yeah, they're like, nah, it's not going to happen. I saw Sabathia make a start against the Braves, and Stanton hit an insanely fast opposite field home run. Like, insanely fast. When Stanton hits the ball, it's insane. It's crazy. Imagine playing third base while Stanton's up to bat.
Nope.
It's got to be horrifying. It's got to be the scariest thing in the world. Want. The way, first off, with his stance, you don't even really see him. All you see is his back.
Yeah.
So you just see the 27. And that stance where he's like kind of bouncing. And it's horrifying.
He's so consistent with that too.
It's got to be horrifying. It's got to be the scariest. I can't think of a scarier person to be at bat when you're playing third.
He might be it.
I mean, maybe Judge, but he's more of an opposite field guy.
Yeah.
So, I think Stanton's probably the scariest one.
And I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
All right. You want to go around the horn?
Do it.
We'll start with half around the horn, half Yankees. And then actually the second one's going to be that way too. But the Marlins hired Kim Ng as their general manager. The first female general manager. Now,
and first Asian American.
We're going to praise them for that. However, how the hell do they fire their GM after the year they just had?
Yeah, it was a little weird. Like, this is great. It is an amazing move for everyone involved. But the Marlins finally make the playoffs. They fire their GM.
Yeah, I don't. It's like the Marlins always want to do bad. You know, they win the World Series and then get rid of everyone. They did that twice. They accidentally won the World Series on two separate occasions. Like, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, this year was the first year they made the playoffs and didn't win the World Series.
They lost their first playoff series this year.
Like, that's ridiculous. They only made, before this year, they only made the playoffs twice and won the World Series both times. And then immediately traded everyone. They win the World Series in 2003, and then they're like, ah, Miguel Cabrera, he's not going to be like a future Hall of Famer or anything like that.
Who needs this guy?
Miguel Cabrera, he's not going to win a Triple Crown ever. That year was insane, by the way.
It was Triple Crown year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I want to look at it.
How the hell did the Tigers not win the World Series with him in his prime?
And that rotation that they had in 2014.
And Prince Fielder.
It's just a shame.
It is. It's a big shame. And their lineup wasn't bad at all either. Outside of those guys. Who was that second baseman they had that I loved? Oh my god, why am I forgetting his name? I think his first name's Omar.
Infante?
Yes. I loved Omar Infante.
He was good.
They had Prince at first, Miguel at third. I'm trying to think of that team. Brandon Bosch was on that team, if you remember. I don't think he was starting, though. He definitely wasn't starting.
They had Alex Avila catching.
Yes. Loved him. I actually really liked that Tigers team back then.
Oh, and Johnny Peralta, who was not that good.
He was pretty
good.
That year, anyway. Yeah, and then remember he went to the Cardinals and had that really good year?
Yeah.
Austin Jackson. Oh, remember him? Oh, my gosh. I loved him.
I remember his one catch from, like, 2016 against, like, the Red Sox or something.
Yes, that was when he was with the Indians, I want to say. I want to say he was with the Indians at the time. He was a Yankee, and then we traded him for Curtis Granderson. I think K-Rod was on that team, too. Or was that post-K-Rod?
Let's find out.
I don't know, but that Tigers team...
He was not on 2012. But I know he was on the Tigers.
It's insane to me that they didn't win a World Series with that team. It's insane.
I mean, that rotation all won World Series at different times.
Holy shit, are you right? You're right about that, aren't you?
Well, because they had Verlander 2017, Scherzer and Sanchez 2019, and Price, Porcello, 2018.
And wasn't Doug Fister on that team also? And didn't he win it with the Astros?
Was he on that Astros team? He was not. He was on the Astros in 2016.
Oh, okay.
He did not win a World Series, poor guy.
He got out of there right when the bang started.
Literally.
So, moving on from the Tigers. So, Kim Ng, one of my favorite things. We've seen a lot more female hires in baseball. The Yankees have a coach. Not 49ers. The Giants have a coach. The Yankees coach is, I believe, in the minors, though.
Yeah, I think she's like a hitting coach somewhere.
Yeah, while the coach for the Giants is in the majors. So she was actually, is she the first base coach, or she was a first base coach for a game or something like that? My favorite thing is whenever they get hired, whenever they're announced on Twitter, there's always replies to it like, well, when did she play? And the funniest thing to me is that they act like every coach in the majors played in the majors.
Yeah.
That's not a prerequisite. It never helps. Has been. And it doesn't always help.
Yeah.
There have been... Barry Bonds was a hitting coach for a year and then was fired.
Yeah, because he couldn't give everybody steroids.
And when you're such a good player, we went to the Hall of Fame and we found out Babe Ruth was the coach of the Dodgers at one point.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes.
When you're such a good player, it's hard to explain it because they don't have the talent that you have. So it's just you can't put it into words or explain it. But it's not like this is their first time ever attempting to coach.
Yeah.
It's the highest that they've gotten, obviously. Mm. Why would they take a job if it's not a promotion?
And, like, Kim Ng has, like, 3 rings.
That's what I was bringing up. The people that say this never even look into the person. So... When I first saw it announced on Marlins' Twitter account, and the replies to it, mostly positive, but then you had, you know, the morons that were like, well, what are her qualifications? I don't know. She won. She has three World Series rings.
She has was three more rings than Mike Trout.
She was with the Yankees from 98 to 2003. Those were pretty good years.
Yep.
Then she went to the White Sox. I think she just missed the World Series with them, didn't she? In 2005?
I'm not sure.
Because they won the World Series in 05. So I'm trying to figure out when she was with the White Sox. And then she went to the Dodgers, who I don't know if you've noticed, the past few years have been pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I understand that you may have never heard of her, but she's got some qualifications.
More than most.
And she was with the Yankees from 98 to 03. The shortstop of that team, you know, and captain of the... Although I think he was named captain in 03. So he wasn't the captain back then. But the future captain of that team is now the owner of the Marlins. So there's a connection there also. I think this is a phenomenal hire.
It is.
I mean, what more qualifications could you possibly ask for?
What, does she have too many rings? Like, jeez, dude.
So, the Marlins make a great hire at the GM. And then...
You're good for them, man.
And then the Cubs get screwed like 3 days later. I don't know. Now, they say he stepped down. So, Theo Epstein. It's Steen or Stein. I can never remember. Steps down as the Cubs general manager. Now, this is a guy who fixed the Red Sox drought, goes to the Cubs, and fixes their drought. So I don't think, I mean, obviously the Cubs are in a weird spot right now where it looks like they're about to blow everything up. And by the way, the Cubs, what a fall from grace.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, in 2015, I think everyone loved that team except for fans in the same division.
Yeah.
I think everyone loved the Cubs in 2015. God knows I did. That's when Tim started rooting for them. And then 2016, I really didn't have... I don't think anyone really expected the Yankees to do anything in 2016. So I was fully on board on the Cubs train. And the 2016 World Series is the best I have ever felt the year the Yankees didn't win it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching every Cubs game start to finish. I was fully on board. I was all in on the Cubs in 2016, and they did it. They finally won. They broke the 108-year drought. And then, I mean, 2017 wasn't bad, but it was a disappointment.
Yeah.
2018 was an even bigger disappointment. 2019 was directly next to disastrous.
They just kept getting worse, man. It was hard to watch.
And then 2020, they win their division and lose to the Marlins in the first round. They won a World Series, yet they still didn't live up to what they could have been.
I thought they could have won, like...
They could have been a dynasty.
Two, and at least another.
They could have been a dynasty. They had the potential of a dynasty. I mean, you look at that team.
They should have been a dynasty.
You look at that team, you got, you know, Joe Maddon. who is a fantastic manager. You have,
even though he killed Chapman.
You have Wilson Contreras, who can play. So you got, you're good at catcher. You got Anthony Rizzo at first, who can play.
Pretty good.
Who do they have at second? Is it Ian Happ? Who do they put there? No, Ian Happ's at center, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can't remember who they have at second, but they have Javi Baez at short. Who, in 2019, you could make an argument for MVP.
Oh, Nico Horner is at second now.
They need a second baseman.
I mean, he's a good prospect.
Yeah. But he's got to develop. You got a third baseman in Chris Bryant.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's not a bad player there. We already mentioned Ian Happ at center. I cannot remember the left fielder.
Jason Hayward is somewhere. Schwarber. Oh, yeah, Schwarber, then Hayward and Wright, right?
Yeah. And now they have a DH, so Schwarber could play DH.
And some random left fielder that we can't think of then.
Yeah, and then a left fielder. But, I mean, Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, that's a player core that you could build a team around. Yu Darvish, who was almost won the Cy Young Award this year. Although I still wouldn't have signed him to that contract.
Yeah, neither would
and
I.
I wouldn't have
either.
It shocked me when they did. There's just it's so odd to me. Like, what has happened?
They didn't even have to build the court. It was there for them.
Yeah, it was already there. And then I mean obviously the core didn't play well this year.
Yeah, they kind of really sucked.
So, I mean, that wasn't clicking this year, but everything else was. And the year previous, the core was clicking, but everything else wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. They got a Craig Kimbrell-sized tumor on their neck. That dude is awful.
He was horrible this year. And last year, right?
He's done, isn't he now? Or does he have one more year?
For their sake, I hope he's done.
Craig, I think Kimbrell. He has one more year.
Yes. Free agent 2022. Oh, yep. Team option. Signed through 2021 and a 2022 team option.
Something tells me they're not going to pick that up.
Unless this dude goes off, which I doubt.
Even if he does, I don't think they're going to give him that amount of money. Here's the
negative war. Yikes.
Yeah, yikes.
Not what you want.
Nope. And the year previous was worse. So we had a 5.28 this year. We're focused like purely on ERA. He had a worse year. 5.28 this year. And 2019, granted, yes, it was shortened because, remember, he didn't sign until, like, June or July. He had a 6.53. Yet, in 2019, he had more saves than he did this year. He had 13 saves in 2019. He only had 2 this year. I mean, let's look at the whip. He had a his career with the Cubs, he had a 1.597 in 2019 and then a 1.435 this year. In 2019, he had a home run per 9 just under 4 at 3.9.
That's not good. I don't even know what to say. He was just horrible.
In 2017, he finished 6th in the Cy Young Award. And he was an all-star. And then he was an all-star the next year. And now he's awful. And do you remember those ludicrous, just the worst type of journalism you can have when people were saying that he's the greatest closer of all time?
Yeah, people were like, wow, he's so much better than Rivera. And I'm just sitting here like, really?
Rivera probably could still be pitching now.
Kimbrough at the level can't even he was shine his freaking shoes, man.
You cannot say that he at any point could you say was Craig Kimbrough better than Mo? It never happened. It also, is he even going to make the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you look at his numbers.
Not after these last few years.
You look at his numbers, they're kind of crazy. I mean, he has 348 saves.
His ERA for his career is still 2.17.
Yeah, after these two horrible years, it's still 2.17. He has an ERA plus of 188. A whip, after 2 years of his whip around 1.5, his whip for his career is still under one.
He's never had it over 1.0. No. His worst were his first year, but then these last 2 years. Everything else is nuts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
2011 to 2018 is crazy. From 11 to 18, he had an ERA plus of 205, a FIP of 198, a WHIP of 0.9, and an ERA of 197.
So, I mean, I'm looking at that. He's probably a Hall of Famer.
Now that I actually look at the numbers, probably.
But then you look at the Hall of Fame statistics. You know, but this is a closer. Closer is always different.
Yeah.
So average Hall of Famer has 40 black ink. He has 12. But again, he's a closer. Gray ink, 185. He has 25. But again, a closer. But you look at the Hall of Fame monitor. Likely Hall of Famer's at 100. He's at 97. And again, closer. So it's always harder for a closer. But then you look, this is... Whoa. Why is his WAR so low? He has a career WAR of 19.4.
What was Trevor Hoffman's?
But you know what's insane? His career WAR is 19.4. You know what his 7-year peak was?
What?
18.5. So outside Jesus. Of his 7-year peak, it's only a WAR of 1.1. So he did all that work in 7 years in terms of his WAR. It's insane. Like his peak.
I don't even
years,
know what to say anymore.
His peak years were bananas. Were absolutely insane. Now his WAR is still about 10 under Trevor Hoffman. Trevor Hoffman never had a year as bad as Kimbrel's last two, except for maybe his last one. Trevor Hoffman's last year was not good. But other than that...
No, it was not.
I mean, you're looking at a stud. You know why I don't think... Craig Kimbrel, I think, just isn't going to do it because of... I don't think he did it for long enough.
Yeah, he's got to have like a bounce back like 3 years.
Closers usually have to do it for longer. I mean, it's only been 10 years, and it looks like with the last 2 years he's had, he's pretty much done.
Yeah.
But dominant Craig Kimbrell, prime Craig Kimbrell, is insane.
Dominant Craig Kimbrell should make it into the Hall of Fame, but he just wasn't that
there,
for the whole
there
time.
Wasn't, yeah, there wasn't enough of it.
It's a shame. Now that you look at it.
Is it Epstein or Epstein? I don't know. But whatever. Either way, so he's done with the Cubs. The Phillies are interested in him. Now, as I don't know what you would call me with the Phillies. I don't know if you could call me a fan. But as
you support them.
Yes, I do. As a Philly supporter, I would still be conflicted. Because, yes, he fixed the droughts in with the Red Sox and the Cubs. But then the way he left them was kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Like, remember the way he left the Red Sox was kind of fucked. What, didn't he leave after 2014? So they win it in 2013.
But then they just sucked complete ass.
Then they sucked, and then he left. He does the same thing with the Cubs. They win it in 2016. Now they have no money, and he leaves.
But, I mean, he might not even...
Oh, no, he left in 2011 from the Red Sox. Oh. So they went in 2007 and 2004, 2007. Then he left in 2011. When they weren't good in 2011.
No.
He resigned. He left. Then he went to the Cubs. He builds them up. They win the World Series in 2016. They're awful now. You know they're about to blow the whole thing up. And he leaves. And I don't know. Like, yeah, obviously the Phillies want to win a World Series. But what if he builds up a team that he believes is worthy for a World Series, they don't win it, then they're stuck with the cap, and then he leaves?
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. He spends all their money, builds up a wonderful team, and then they're bad, you know. They have no cap room, and then he leaves. And I cap room. There's no cap, but they have no money, and then he leaves. I don't know if
but
the
he
Phillies
gets rings.
Yeah, but a ring's really not guaranteed.
But he's got them.
True, he has the resume. But my point is, what if he goes to the Phillies, builds a team like he has in the past, but then they don't win the World Series? Like they make it to the playoffs but lose. They don't win the World Series. Then they're stuck with no money, and then he just leaves again. That would be horrible.
Well, then you're just kind of screwed.
He said he doesn't expect to be with the team in 2021, but he didn't say that there's no chance.
It's just not really expected.
I think the Phillies are probably an attractive team to be the general manager of, because I mean that owner's not afraid to spend money. He has shown that. I mean, and this is a team with Alec Boehm, who looks to be... That kid looks good. I mean, he has to play more, obviously. But the kid looks good. You got Bryce Harper, who I am in love with. I love Bryce Harper. you got some solid pieces there. Their pitching is awful. Their pitching Their pitching is Aaron Nola is a pleasure to watch pitch. Zach Wheeler had a very good year. But their bullpen is horrific. Oh, by the way, Zach Wheeler's not worth the contract he's getting. Their bullpen is awful. They had an ERA above 7. Above 7. How do you not accidentally get an out?
They keep accidentally giving up hits.
The most Phillies thing I've ever seen is they made a trade for Brandon Workman, who was good with the Red Sox this year, comes to the Phillies, in his first save attempt, he blows it and gives up a walk-off.
It was so funny, though.
It was hard to watch. They have Roman Quinn, who can pretty much only bunt. You know, he's fast, but he can pretty much only bunt. Their bullpen is just the worst thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, well.
I've never watched worse pitching, ever, in my entire life. Now, we gotta hurry up with Around the Horn if we want to fit swag or not swag in here, which we always want to fit in here. Cano.
LOL.
How about him? I mean,
way to throw your Hall of Fame career down the toilet again.
Now, here's the thing. Do you want Bonds in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
So do I. Do you want Clemens in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
So do I. So Cano should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
He should, but that's, if Bonds and Clemens aren't in it yet, then how is Cano going to get in when he did the same thing?
Okay, that just made me think of something that I'm genuinely worried about now.
What?
You know how the Hall of Fame is kind of, it always looks at the past and it's like, well, he didn't get 100%, so this guy shouldn't get 100%.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't go on with the steroids thing. Because I think most younger and progressive people believe Bonds and Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But if they don't, I'm worried that in the future, if someone gets popped with PEDs, like let's just say, God forbid, Mike Trout gets caught taking PEDs.
Oh, God, that would suck.
I'm worried that he, when it's time for him to go up and see if he should be in the Hall of Fame, I'm worried that people will be like, well, Bonds didn't get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that scares me too.
And then that starts a whole another cycle of, well, let's not worry about the mistakes people made in the past. Let's fix it now. If we believe, and I go on tangents about the Hall of Fame voting all the time. If you think a person should be in the Hall of Fame that's on the ballot, put a check mark next to the freaking name.
Yeah, that's all you really have to do.
That's it. Don't play like, well, he's probably going to get a lot of votes, so I'm not going to vote for him because I want to vote for this guy so he could stay on the ballot. Don't do that.
If you think someone should be in the Hall of Fame, vote for them. Very yes. Easy.
And I was actually thinking about this on my ride home from work the other day. Because it's a thing that generally bothers me. Is the Hall of Fame voting. I mean, it's a good point. If the worry is that it's a stacked Hall of Fame ballot, which it's not this year. We'll get into that. If you're worried it's a stacked Hall of Fame ballot, make it so that a person is automatically on the ballot for 2 years regardless of what they get in terms of voting. So that way they stay on the ballot, and then the next year, if they still don't get the required amount of votes, then they could be taken off. That way, you don't have to worry about, I'm not going to vote for this guy because I'm worried about this guy not being able to stay on the ballot. I think that would fix it. Or at least make it better than it is. But let's go back to Cano real quick. So he gets popped for steroids again, and he's got to be an idiot. Because, first off, not only take away the Hall of Fame thing. Let's not even talk about that huge thing that he messed up forever. Just think about the money he lost.
Is it, what, like $24 million?
Yes. And then you add on top of that the money he lost from his last suspension, and it's $36 million he is never getting in his life because he took steroids.
He's flushing $36 million down the toilet, man.
I just want to say he had a very good year last year.
I mean, we know why now.
Now, I don't know if it's hard for me to think that he just stopped after he got popped the first time. Started again. Like, stopped, was bad, started again, was good. But it is odd because when he was with Seattle, before he got popped, the year before that and, like, the year before that weren't great. And then he has a very good year and then gets popped. And then is out for the second half of the year. And then the same thing happens this year. So it is very suspect.
It's just like, also, hold up.
It also makes you look at, what was he doing with the Yankees?
Yeah.
Because now, remember,
Who won the Yankees in the 2009? How many of them had PEDs now? A-Rod, Melky Cabrera, Robinson Cano.
Now, it's upsetting. We can't guarantee. We don't know if Cano was on them that year. We don't. But, I mean, he was very good friends with Melky Cabrera, who seems to be an advocate.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's very, very suspect. But I think it probably helps the Mets, because now you don't have to spend $24 million on this old dude.
Yeah, they just added more money to Steve Cohen's pocket.
They just granted, it's not his last year. He still has next year. But, I think it's two more years after this.
Let's see.
Because I think after this year would have been 7 years. So I think he has three more years.
He has signed through 2023.
Yeah, so three more years.
Yep.
So, yeah, it frees up money for this year, but you can't go out and sign a guy because you're free of $24 million this year, because you're going to pick up that $24 million next year.
It's perfect for a one-year deal for someone.
Like a Trevor Bauer?
Yeah.
Yeah. If Trevor Bauer is going to stick with that one-year thing, which I don't believe he's going to do. I think he's going to sign a multi-year. But if he sticks to that one-year thing, the Mets couldn't have asked for more of a blessing.
Yeah, they kind of have to go for Bauer now. Like, come on.
Yeah, if it's a one-year thing, there is no reason Bauer shouldn't be a Met. Which hurts me to say, mainly because I really don't want to see him in New York, not on the Yankees. I also don't want him in the Phillies division, not on the Phillies. Dude, a rotation of DeGrom, Syndergaard, and Bauer is insane.
I don't even want to talk about it because it's gross. I don't, it's too good.
Now, I think Syndergaard, like, you think of Halladay, Lee, Hamels. I think DeGrom is better than any of those three.
Yes.
But I don't think Syndergaard is as good as any of them.
Because he's not.
And Bauer might be on par with Hamels or Lee. Maybe. I mean, those when you say legitimately three aces, those were legitimately three aces. But DeGrom is better than all of them, probably combined. Speaking about the Mets, now that the Mets have money, they are literally in on almost everyone. So we just talked about Bauer. I don't think Romuto is a possibility, but if, because he said he doesn't really want to go to New York. However, for the right amount of money, he'll go to New York. I guarantee it. So they're in on him simply because he's a free agent. Ozuna, another one. I think that would probably be the best. Like, obviously not in terms of name-wise, but I really think they should go for Ozuna. Cespedes is done.
Yeah, so he might be done with baseball.
I think Ozuna would be a wonderful fit there. You know, Lindor, but they have Rosario, but obviously Lindor is better than Rosario.
By a lot.
DJ. I mean, DJ could play anywhere. So, you could put him at third if you wanted to. He wants to stay in New York, but I think he stays with the Yankees. However, if he doesn't go to the Yankees, I think it'd probably be the Mets.
And that's when I cry.
That would be awful. That would be so awful.
No, thank you.
Alright, let's... You know what time it is?
I think so.
Now, it's time for Swag or Not Swag.
So, we have no Tim, so this is going to be a shortened one. But that's good because we're already at around an hour and 8 minutes. So, I'll start off with mine, which is, I don't want to say a fun one because I don't really like it, but you know, it's not, it's baseball related, but it's not, you'll see. MLB, since the PS5 dropped, no, everyone is super hyped if you're even able to get a hold of one, or make poor decisions like I did. We're all, I don't know if everyone else is thinking what I'm thinking, but what is a baseball video game going to look like on a next-gen console? Especially like the PS5 with the amazing features in that controller. When you hit the ball, how amazing is that going to feel?
I feel like it's just going to be the same, honestly.
I think the best part about the new system is the controller.
Yeah, it is.
So awesome. I sincerely hope developers use that. And I would think, since MLB The Show is produced by a Sony brand, that they would use the features in their Sony system.
I would hope.
So, that leads me to this. It looks like, and this is my swag or not swag, MLB The Show 21 is getting pushed back.
Not swag. I doubt it.
It looks like it. They already pushed back the announcement for it. Usually they make the announcement already, like mid-November. They'll make the announcement, and they'll usually make the announcement of the cover athlete. They have said they're not making an announcement until next year. So we're not going to find out until probably sometime in January who the cover athlete is and when they're making, like, and when the release date is. Because remember, this is also probably going to be the first year. I mean, it hasn't been announced yet, but more than likely, this is going to be the first year where it's also on Xbox.
Yeah, and PC and Nintendo Switch. So it's going to be on next gen. It's going to be on Xbox. It's going to be on PC. It's going to be on Nintendo Switch. So they're probably just working to make it really good for everyone else, as well as us. So
here's to hoping it doesn't get pushed back, but it might. Now it's not. Well, it wouldn't be a significant...
not swag to it get. Not swag for it getting pushed back, but swag for the reason. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a PlayStation guy first, always.
Yes, sir.
But I also have an Xbox and a Switch. And, I mean, Xbox hasn't had a serious baseball game since 2K13. That's a problem. That's literally the reason. That's literally the reason I got a PlayStation. So, my first system ever was a PlayStation 2. Then I went to an Xbox 360. Then I got an Xbox One, because I liked the 360 so much. However, I got fed up of not having a baseball game. So then I got a PlayStation 4, gave my Xbox One to my brother. And then I remembered why I loved the PS2 so much. And I was like, yeah, I'm sticking with PlayStation forever now. But I also got the Xbox. I bought another Xbox One like 2 years later for like their exclusives, which is exactly what's going to happen this generation. But finally, Xbox gets a baseball game. So what is your swag or not swag?
Mine is Nolan Arenado to the Dodgers.
Not swag, swag or not swag? Not swag at all. Now, is this in terms of why if I want it to happen or if I think it's going to happen?
If you think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Rockies are going to trade their superstar third baseman inside their division. I think that would be an awful decision.
What if they get, like, Dustin May and, like, other stuff back?
It would take a hell of... almost like an overtrade.
Dustin May, Gavin Lux.
I'm not really sold on Gavin Lux. But it would take... Dustin May would have to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
getting a pitcher, though? A pitcher in Coors Field?
A pitcher? Like, they don't ever have those. You know, I can't remember the last time they really had a really good one. And a pitcher for an everyday player also is never that good of a look. Because you're training this guy that is in the lineup every day and the best defender in baseball for a guy that plays once every 5 days.
Let's see. Maybe Ruiz. Look. Great. They have some great prospects to throw in.
It would take a lot of those prospects, but I don't think that he gets traded to inside the division.
Possibly. Possibly.
It's a possibility, but I don't think it happened. I think someone offers them similar in terms of value. And even if it's a little bit less value than what the Dodgers are offering, I think they would probably take the little bit less value to send them not directly in their division, where he's going to be a problem for them for a while. At least they shouldn't.
I just think
why
it'd be
they,
fun.
If why are they even trading him? I mean, they just signed him. Like, they,
well, I mean, they
just
suck.
Signed him.
They suck, so trade him.
They do
get some,
suck.
Get
You're
more stuff?
About
I don't know.
That.
Maybe he wants to leave.
Maybe. I don't know.
Remember, wasn't it like sign me or trade me? So they signed him. And now maybe he wants to leave. Who knows? I think it'd be fun.
I mean, it's always fun to see a superstar get moved. However, do the Dodgers really need him? Do we really want to see that? Although I do want to see Justin Turner out of a job. So, we could always get that. Moving on from that.
Yeah, what's your second?
Francisco Lindor. I'm trying to think of a location. Because the Mets are a possibility. The Nationals,
that would be not swag.
Nationals seem to be on everyone right now.
That would be pretty swag, I guess. Just because it would be random.
Dude, I want the Nationals to freaking... Dude, I kind of hate the Nationals.
Why?
Dude, can they just get rid of that franchise?
They just won a World Series.
Dude, I don't like them at all.
Why? That's so weird. That's such a weird take.
I hate the Nationals so much. Just
for
everything
no reason.
Just everything they do bothers me.
What? I don't get it. That's weird.
First off, you sign Strasburg, and you're like, yeah, this old, always injured pitcher will be better for us than an everyday superstar third baseman.
Okay, it was a dumb move, but like,
it was stupid, and I hate it.
As a Phillies casual, you should be happy.
Yeah, they're awful, but I hate them. And then, remember Harper's last game there? They gave him a standing ovation and all that. And then he comes back with his new team, and they boo him.
Because he went in their division.
But where did they think he was going to go? It was
anywhere
either there,
else?
It was, no. When at that time, you were like, he's either going to be a Yankee or a Philly. You knew that.
I don't think they would have booed him if he went to the Yankees.
But they knew it was a possibility. It's not like...
That doesn't mean they have to like it.
True, but it's not like it was like what Ellsbury did to the Red Sox, where it was kind of an out-of-nowhere thing.
Ellsbury sucked, so...
But the first year, God, he didn't suck that bad.
Yeah.
And it stung the Red Sox fans at first. Or it wasn't like what the Cano did to the Yankees, where, yeah, I mean, in terms of a surprise, it wasn't that much of a shocker that he left. But, I mean, he was kind of trash-talking us on the way out.
Yeah.
And Harper never did that.
Harper loved DC. But
what's he supposed to do? Just not get paid to stay with you guys?
I don't know.
Fuck the Nationals. Forever.
Right.
I hate them. I hate them so much. And it's a shame, because I love Max Scherzer. I love Max Scherzer, and I like Trey Turner.
And Juan Soto, right?
No. I hate Juan Soto.
Oh, wow. That was horrible. I can't believe you just said that.
I hate Juan Soto. And you know what it is? I liked him in spurts. Like, I liked him when I didn't watch the Phillies. And then I started watching the Phillies, and I would see more of him more often, obviously, because in the division. And I was like, you know what? This guy, I kind of hate him.
I don't even know what to say.
So I do with that. And it's not just an in-the-division thing, because Acuna's in the division, and I love him. So even players in the Yankees division, there's a lot of players in the Yankees division that I like. I love Bo Bichette. I hate what he does against us. But I like him.
Best swing in the league.
It's a beauty. It really is. Biggio's good too. I think Vlad Jr. is probably going to be the worst one out of those three.
He already is.
Is Vlad Jr. a bust?
Too early. He's not a bust, just...
You know what? That's my swagger, not swag. Is Vlad Jr. going to end up being a bust?
Not swag. But he's just, it's not that he's not going to be a bust. He's just not going to live up to what everyone thought he's going to be.
Well, isn't that the definition of a bust?
No, but he's still going to be good. He won't be a superstar, but he'll be probably above average.
And the reason they overhyped the hell out of him was because of his father is.
Yeah.
Why would... Like, you know what? You know what I just realized? What? It's so selfish as a superstar baseball player to name your kid a junior.
I mean...
You're kind of screwing the kid over before they even have a shot.
Well, think of LeBron's kid.
Yeah, but at least he goes
LeBron
by Bronny.
James Jr.?
No, but he goes by Bronny. He's going to go by Bronny James.
Okay, and now we have Vladdy Guerrero.
Well, the other Vlad also went by Vladdy.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. So, it's just kind of... It's kind of screwed. It's kind of messed up to do. I'm not saying it screws up like they have no shot, but it makes it a whole lot harder.
It just it puts more pressure on them.
Yeah. It's like if Derek Jeter had a kid and then like another kid had a boy, and named him Derek Jeter Jr. That kid's fucked.
I guess.
In terms of baseball, that dude has... Now, obviously, there's a small shot that he lives up to it. But if Guerrero Jr.'s first name was John, I mean, obviously, we would still look at him as Vlad's kid, but it wouldn't... I don't think it'd be the same. You gonna agree with me, or are you gonna disagree?
It's just, I don't know. It's weird because, I mean, I don't have a problem with people naming their kids after them.
Well, no, I don't either. This is like half joking, but it does kind of screw them over a little bit. It puts unneeded pressure on them.
That's true. So. I guess I'll go swag. I don't.
Well, it wasn't really a swag or not swag. It was just kind of a conversation.
Oh, I sort of agree that it adds unneeded pressure, but.
Yeah, but name your kid what you want.
Yeah. I don't think it sets them up for failure, either.
All right. You know what? You know how we were not set up for failure today? Because Tim wasn't on the episode. So thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Garrett Cole is a New York Yankee, and so should DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, and
go
Bills.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Boogie Pod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.